It's episode 209, and we've got plugins for changing user roles, admin Ajax relief, adopting pets, block queries, replacement images, and one more reason to migrate from Joomla to WordPress. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the southwest of the Great White North, Victoria, BC. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we got the usual great show for you today, but don't forget right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes Store.
That's right. Every review counts. We need your support. And that's pretty much the only way that we ask for your support is just by spending a few minutes on the iTunes Store and providing WordPress Plugins A to Z with a kind review. Also want to remind you, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix their broken websites or helping them save money before they build out that WordPress website. Or if you're looking to even redesign your site, save some money, or speed up your site, I can help you with that too. You can pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729. I have so many of you have done in the last couple of weeks. Greatly appreciated. Or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And if you'd like to save a few bucks when buying a .com domain name, use GoDaddy promo code plugin149. Just go to GoDaddy, find that perfect domain for you, and when you get to checkout, just put in plugin149 at the bottom, and that domain is going to be reduced down to $1.49. So use it and abuse it. It's GoDaddy promo code plugin149.
And this week, we've got a couple things for you. I've got a little follow-up for you this week for the Spamhammer plugin, which I covered last episode. And this is a follow-up partly to downgrade Spamhammer, not because it's not a great plugin, but because I was partly duped in it, in that it's not a free plugin. It's not even a true freemium plugin. It's a paid plugin that is in the repository that gives you a 7-day trial, and they're not completely clear about that. You have to read the instructions very carefully. I didn't discover it till after it had been sitting on my site for a week, and all of a sudden I got the pop-up that I needed to pay for it. And I went, what's this? And then as I explored it, did I just miss something or what? Well, it turns out that it is a premium plugin with a 7-day trial sitting in the repository. My personal opinion, they've kind of abused the repository in that aspect. So at any rate, I've dropped the rating to a three for the piss poor communications that they present. They don't make it 100% crystal clear in the installation instructions that it is a premium plugin. Other than that, damn thing works like a hot damn.
Well, that's too bad that they abuse the repository like that, and actually they should be taken out.
Yeah, it's to me, if it goes in a repository, it should at least offer freemium features.
Yeah, if you install it, it should work, period, yeah. Forever. That's the bargain that you pay for getting it into the repository. So I'm going to mention that to Pippin Williamson, who's one of the gatekeepers over there at the repository, see if he can get that snatched out until they clean up their act. Yeah. See, now, they should be making a light version that maybe doesn't have as many features, or perhaps it only blocks so many spams per day or per month.
I would expect something like that. I could accept something like that. It was this sudden thing that I suddenly had to pay for it that's like came out of the blue.
Yeah, that's a ripoff.
Which means
they should be scolded.
If I missed it, so many other people are definitely going to miss it.
And what does that look like when you're trying to help out a client, perhaps a business site, and you want to rid them once and for all of their spam, and suddenly they log in and go, "Hey, what's this?"
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's going to make me look bad because I recommended it to a lot of people over the last week, and I've had several people install it and tell me how great it was, and now I got to talk to them and say, "Hey, I didn't know this."
Yeah. Well. Shame on them for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, the end of that rant. I do have a little bit here. We mentioned last time we wanted to bring up a little bit about some of the reviews our show has received from around the world that we rarely ever get a chance to talk about. And I've got a couple of great ones here. Let's start with one from Stan, Mario from the Netherlands. He gave us a great review. And he said, "Plugins A to Z has pointed me several times at great WordPress plugins, which he would have never discovered himself. 5-star rating." Thanks a lot, Stan. Appreciate it. We got another 5-star review from Cyprus. And it's from, WPWP. Didn't get an actual name onto it. But hey, Cyprus, you know, the show is really great, useful, should be listened to. Another one from the UK. "Brilliant show, continues to keep up a very high standard with some great reviews." That's from Nez58. Thanks a lot.
Nice.
So there's three reviews from across the globe, and we got several more to go through, so we'll bring up a few each episode for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. We thank you very much, and I hope that brings out the creative review in all of you out there and helps garner a few more reviews to WordPress Plugins A to Z. We're going to start talking about some of the reviews on the show. So if you put a link to your or give out your domain name in your review, we'll mention it on the show.
Absolutely. And we have a piece of security for WordPress. This actually just hit the news, today, just before a few hours before recording the show, or it might have been yesterday. There's a zero-day flaw in FancyBox for WordPress. FancyBox is a plugin that's been downloaded over 250,000 times, used quite extensively, and it's used to create that pop-up on images. And what it is, it's a major flaw that allows malware to be inserted into your site. I had heard that an update had been made for the plugin, so if it has, update the plugin. If it hasn't, pull the plugin from your website. And it's called FancyBox for WordPress.
And make sure that it's not installed on a theme that you may have bought somewhere.
Yeah. That
because
too.
That, sometimes that happens, and they'll have an older version. I'll tell you an example. This is not related to FancyBox, but I have a theme that had Layer Slider bundled into it.
Yeah.
And it's not Revolution Slider. I think it's actually better, but they bundled it in. And then now there's new versions of Layer Slider, and I can't get it because I don't have a key to the thing because it came bundled. And so I went out and bought it because I like it, but that left me to be vulnerable right there with an older version of something. So I know that they have acknowledged this, the FancyBox thing. I know that they're working on it. I've read a little bit of news on WP Tavern about it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll get it taken care of. But in the meantime, always keep a good inventory of what all the plugins are on all of your websites. We recommend actually something called CMS Commander, which you can find at wppluginsaz.com/CMSCommand. And what that lets you do is take a look at all of your plugins on all of your sites at once. So that's a really nice feature that helps with all those exploits, picking up all those bad apples out of the apple crate, John.
Definitely does that. All right, well, that covers up my bits and pieces of news and tidbits this week.
Yeah, I just wanted to make mention to people out there, Brian Kongsgaard, I think is his, I'm butchering that, sorry, Brian, was on with Jeff Chandler and I last night, last Wednesday, February 4th, and he was talking about this is WordPress Weekly, which you can find at wptavern.com. He started Post Status Pro, which is a paid I guess, blog content, newsletter, all that kind of stuff wrapped in one. It's $99 a year. John and I don't get anything for this. In fact, I just told John about it 5 minutes before we started recording as far as the news. Mm-hmm. So as we described it, and I encourage all of you to listen to the episode, as we described it, it's basically a filter to give basically just WordPress business news. So if you're doing business with WordPress, this may be your thing. So check it out. I will put a link in the show notes, and if you find some value of it, let me know, because I need to sign up myself. He's not even giving me a coupon or anything. I've got to pay full price, too.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes fame just doesn't get you what you need.
No, definitely not.
All right, well, check it out. I'll have to take a look and see what it is myself.
Yeah.
I guess that covers everything, so it must be time to dive into the meat potatoes, eh?
All right, it's showtime.
Off we go. All right, the first plugin I've got for you this week is called Enable Media Replace. Now, I know, like most folks out there, I run into an occasional problem where I need to replace a single image, you know, and you want to replace just the image. You don't want to have to upload a new image, recreate the links and everything else for it. Just simply replace the image. Maybe the image has gotten out of date. Maybe it was image with text on it. You have to change that text and update it. It happens. I know it happens with me with a couple of clients where we do some stuff on their images, and once a year, the image has to be replaced. Well, I got tired of the old-fashioned way, you know, the one, you know, where you create the image, you create the same file name, you did an FTP in the site, and you replace that one FTP'd file name. Well, no longer. This plugin here, it allows you to upload the image with the same file name, and it will go through and replace that image for you throughout the site, anywhere it's located, and even replace the smaller thumbnails for it at the same time. Now, there's also a bonus here. If you didn't want to use the exact same file name, after you upload the new image to replace, it'll go through all the links in WordPress that use the old file name, and it will update all those links for you, all the embeds, so that the new image is now used everywhere instead of the old image. And it really works like a hot damn. Saves a ton of time, no FTPing, no grief, just quickly upload it to the media file. You just go into the media library, get a list on it, click the button that says replace image. It comes up, says select your image, select it, upload it, and done. Check it out, enable media replace, and I gave this one a hot 5 dragons.
Wow, do you know how much time you just saved me, John?
Oh, I know.
I replace images every day. Every day, yeah. And I have to upload another one, and then I have to delete the old one.
That's right. Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
So I am so, so thankful, because sometimes, you need to replace a bunch of images at once, or you have tickets or something like that where, layouts, mm-hmm. or anything like that, banners. Whatever. Oh, thank you.
This works great, because one of the areas I found it useful, the client I used this on, what we did was we created widgets with images in there via HTML. Mm-hmm. And I would not only have to upload the image, but then I'd have to go change the HTML code.
Yeah.
You don't have to even do that. You just upload the image and it automatically sets the HTML code in the widget.
Killer.
So, and it That's works awesome. Great. I've used it a couple of times now, so check it out.
Very good. All right, John. Well, I have a very, very handy plugin that you could probably use, because you deal with clients and making sites, and probably there are certain sections of the website that you may not want a client to get into. Right?
Right.
Well, this is called User Roles and Capabilities, and it's a new plugin that lets you manage and modify user roles, and you can create, delete, clone, do whatever you want as far as the user roles, and you can do it all from just one single page. Now, what would you use a user role for in the capabilities? Well, here's a couple things. if you had, say, a client and you don't want them to monkey around in the plugin section, or definitely don't want them monkeying around with appearance, you know, to get into widgets or crazy stuff like that. So you want to just kind of lock them out of different sections of the website. And perhaps you have customers that also log into the back end. And maybe there are things natively as a customer that people see that you don't want them to see. Or maybe there's extra sections that you want them to see or want them to play around with. So this lets you do all of that. Now, there is a safeguard, John. Before you get any ideas, you can't go in and edit the admin role and make it so that I can't do anything on the website. Okay. But in fact, all of the native formats within WordPress, as far as user roles, still remain, but you just get to make new ones. Well, that's really all it is.
That's good.
I found it a really handy plugin, and it served a purpose that I desperately needed it for. I know there's other user role plugins out there, but they don't do the cloning feature like this one does. Not this well. So I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that's you definitely don't want to mess with the default roles, though. You want to be able to at least not break your website beyond repair. I remember a couple of years back when I was experimenting with them, I managed to do damage to the default roles. And I ended up having to wipe the site and reinstall it because I couldn't get the roles back properly again.
Oh, so. That sucks.
Oh, it was an experiment before it was a real website, so...
Yeah, and you probably didn't have a backup of it.
Well, no, but I wasn't overly concerned because it wasn't an actual live functioning website. I was just trying to see what would happen if I did this before I tried it on a live site. Whenever you're experimenting, never do it on a live site.
No way. Yeah, see, that's what happens. John blew up that bomb.
Yeah.
But he knows never to touch that hot stove again.
Oh, yeah. I know not to touch the hot stove when it's really, truly hot. All right. Well, the next one I've got here. Now, I know from time to time, and I'm sure it's happened to you, you'll see in your reports of your site usage stats, you'll see the admin Ajax has had numerous hits to it, and you can't really account for why. Well, part of the reason that that happens is the WordPress has built into it what's called its Heartbeat API, and the admin Ajax is called to do numerous different things across different pages in your site. Well, there's now a way to control that heartbeat so the admin Ajax is not called nearly as often, and you can slow down some of the calls that are made to your website. This plugin called Heartbeat Control, it helps eliminate many of those issues on your site, and it does it by limiting access to the WordPress Heartbeat API. And you can limit that access all the way down to simply the page that you're creating a post on where that API is required, and not have it come from plugins and other areas in the site that truly don't need access to it, but for some strange reason are calling it. And it's a real simple plugin to set up and occupy. And if you're not really into putting a plugin, I've even added the code that you can drop into your functions PHP to completely stop the heartbeat code itself entirely, except for on the post PHP. So anyway, this is a great plugin. Check it out. It can save yourself some time on a website, especially if you're on one of them really tight sites that controls every call that's ever made from your WordPress site into it. Gave it a 5 dragon rating. Heartbeat Control.
So does this, would you gain any speed on your website by slowing this down?
It's not so much a gain in speed. It'll be a minimal gain in speed. But what it is, there's some hosting providers out there, and I won't run into names. Everyone knows who some of them are, that control your resources by the number of CPU cycles you use, the number of processes that are started, the number of events that occur in your website. And WordPress can call up a crap load of those just by sitting idle sometimes. And one of those idle things is the heartbeat that pops out. And you need to control that from time to time. I recently ran across it with a listener out there who contacted me who was having troubles with their hosting provider limiting their website because it was having too many calls to different areas of the website. So tried this, see how well it helps them.
Great. I'm going to try a few experiments with that. Yeah. I think that's cool. All right, John. I've got a plugin that's, I love bringing up plugins like this just because of the fact that it's kind of a good-natured thing. This is called Pet Adoption Listings, and it has two different ways in which you can display the listings of adoptable pets from your local pet shelter. So it's run from adoptapet.com, and it does run through an iframe, but that's okay. So you can embed it with the short code, or you can also do it on the sidebar. Now, what's pretty cool about this is you can specify down to the breed at the shelter. So it's got some functionality to it as well. So if you've got any kind of a specific breed website, this is perfect for that. And I've seen tons and tons of pet websites out there. So this is really cool. If you've got even a local business or something like that, it might be good karma to put something like this up. So check it out for yourself. It's called Pet Adoption Listings. And just for the heart factor alone of it, John, speaking of heartbeats, I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
That's kind of cool, actually. That's actually really cool for it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, John, far too many pets are in shelters.
Oh, yes.
So,
that they are, especially after Christmas.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, well, the final plugin I've got here, this is another one to help improve site usage, and it will actually sort of improve your website speed a little bit also. Now, every once in a while, you need just a little voodoo on your website, some magic that you don't have to do anything about. You just plug in a plugin, turn it on, and go. This is called BBQ Block Bad Queries. And what it's designed to do is it's designed to slow down the hackers and spammers into your website who are trying to inject code. And when they inject code, oftentimes they have specific known file headers that are included when they're trying to do those things. This plugin grabs from a known list of headers that are bad, that are known to be bad, and it compares them with the data as it hits your website, and if it notices a problem, it immediately drops the connection before it continues through to your website, thereby slowing down or preventing those robots and other spammers and hackers from getting through to your website. There is no settings for it, but there's a link in here to a website that has shown you how you can go in and modify the code in the BlockBad Queries plugin if you're so inclined to enhance the usage of this plugin. Other than that, great plugin. Just simply turn it on and it goes. And I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very interesting. How does it block? How does it do that?
Well, what it does is it compares this information with the database it's got, and as soon as if it gets a match,
so it's internal. Yeah, it's their internal.
I'm not sure if the database is contained in the plugin or if it's contained externally and it wraps it out and bounces it back. I'm not certain on that aspect of it, but if it
see, that's my question.
Yeah,
is where is this? Is this a WPWhiteSecurity.com site.
That's not the site. That's the site that gives you the information for how to modify the code.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do some digging in this. I know this thing has been out for a while.
It's been out for
a
while.
Downloaded a number of times.
Yeah, 180,000 times.
I'm just curious as to where it gets the information because if you're not careful, this could turn into another Norton, right? Something on your site that's, you know, maybe I've got something running through Zapier or into Salesforce and stuff, and I don't need this thing slowing it down with, you know, as a Norton antivirus would.
Yeah, a quick check on it says it uses the 5G blacklist and the 6G firewall beta version. So that's where it grabs the information from.
Okay.
At any rate, I'm sort of testing it out on a couple of websites right now to see how it helps with the websites that we're being pounded on, see if it helps. And we'll find out more on it. So I know that I've had a lot of questions on security in the last few weeks, so I'm starting to test out several different security plugins to see how they work, function, see if they slow down the website or speed up the website.
Great.
So,
all right, John. Well, the last plugin I talked about was all about adopting, right?
Right.
And it's time. Come on, Joomla users. It's time that we adopt you as abandoned puppies that you are. Right?
Yep.
Come on over. And here's the reason why. This plugin is called Login Joomla Users. And really what it does is it lets you take a migrated Joomla site and it takes your entire user base that you've already got in Joomla. And it brings it right in and makes nice WordPress users. And you can define the roles and all of that.
Nice.
So after, it's really cool. It's been tested on WordPress all the way up to 4.1 and Joomla 2.5.9.
Nice.
And it works pretty well. I actually tried it on I stole a client's Joomla user base and put it in WordPress, and it worked.
Nice.
So I rated it a 4 out of 5. It would have been a 5, John, but it's Joomla.
What the hell? All right, well, that pretty much covers it up. This episode I covered up Enable Media Replace, which I gave a 5 to. Heartbeat Control, which I gave a 5 to. And then BBQ, Block Bad Queries, which I gave a 4 to.
Sensing a pattern here. User roles and capabilities, I gave that one a 5 out of 5. Pet adoption listings, 5 out of 5. And we just talked about login Joomla users, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
All right, a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, check out canadastockphoto.com. Great, unique, not found anywhere else. Stock photo images. New images coming soon. canadastockphoto.com.
And if you're looking to save a little bit more at GoDaddy, you can use coupon code PLUGIN30. You'll save 30%. Wow, a whopping 30 on any hosting plan, any term length, and that includes WordPress hosting, so you can get that for just over 10 bucks, I think. Check it out. GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30.
And don't forget, if you got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over in the iTunes Store, Blueberry, and Stitcher Radio.
And how can they contact us, John?
You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter, at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter, at WPPlugins, A to Z.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.